coming up on TMS. Teeth are really the worst thing ever.
We can't wait to dance to Mass Text.
Pot pipe found in a Happy Meal. Was that unhappy?
Yeah, man. Man kicks the bucket after winning a drinking contest.
The fate of Doink the Clown is now understood.
We do a box office check.
Geek food.
Major spoilers.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
A woman can coax you. She can bait you. She can bribe you. Taunt you. She can tease you. A woman has many tactics. Should you give her another one? Ambush. A woman's tactic. Ambush Perfume by Dana.
They don't shrink like bacon.
The Morning Stream.
Is the Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Morning Stream. It's TMS. It's Monday, July 22nd, 2013. I'm Scott. That's Brian.
Hey.
Hey. It's 8:05 a.m. Mountain Time Zone. Just the facts, ma'am. Hello and welcome back, everybody. It's so good to be back, I suppose. Is it? I don't know. Feel like the
good
weekend
there,
was
sure.
Like a ricocheting bullet just went right past me.
Did kind of fly by, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Do you do anything fun?
No. This was our last real free and easy weekend that we've got for a while. So next weekend is my uncle's wedding.
Yeah.
And I'm best man. I'm going to be saying some words.
That's
speaking
awesome.
Some words.
That's awesome. Are you going to be in your big blue tux or no?
No, unfortunately, I can't wear my big blue tux to that wedding.
Dang it.
I asked... No, their colors are pink and green, so I'm going to be wearing a pink and green. I'm going to be wearing a tuxedo with a pink and green
cummerbund,
like a
thing.
Tie vest, whatever.
Okay,
yeah.
You're going to have tails.
Oh.
Please tell me you're going to have tails.
Oh, I'm not going to have tails.
Oh man, this is no wedding at all.
No, you know they went to Men's Warehouse. They took the parking spot formerly occupied by George Zimmer.
Uh huh. They said, you're going to hate the way you look.
Exactly. Brian, you're going to like the way you look, and you're going to pay for it.
You're really going to pay. That's
and
funny.
And then the weekend after is birthday weekend, and parents are going to be in town for one night. Justin Robert Young is going to be here for the next night.
Oh, that's right. Coming through town. Yep.
Yep. And then the weekend after that is in Vegas.
Right. Now, just a reminder about Justin Robert Young staying in your home.
Oh, he's not staying in our home.
Oh, he's not staying. You're just seeing.
No, he wants to stay over by the airport because he's got a super early flight the next day. We offered. We did. We said, we got a spare bedroom. You're welcome to stay there. He's like, oh man, kid mittens. I'd like to stay because, you know, it's always sunny in Arvada. But
check out Pacific Rim. I'm in it.
Oh, really? Charlie Day is in Pacific Rim?
He's got a big role in it.
That's hilarious.
A big, obnoxious role. It's fine. I like Charlie Day a lot. So
He
makes me laugh, but I don't know that it's that great. Whatever. Whatever. My Pacific Rim conversation ended weeks ago. People are still mad at me for being lukewarm about a film that I just didn't think was all that. Still getting heat on that.
Really?
Lots of you're wrong. I'm like, how is my opinion wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'm saying, guys, 2 + 2 = 5. Clearly, it's 5. So it's not like I'm stating a fact that you can prove wrong. I'm just stating an opinion about something I liked or didn't like. It should be good enough. You shouldn't have to tell me I'm wrong. There is no exact science.
Reply back to him, say, isn't there anything you've ever not liked? Okay.
Touche, man. Touche is what that would be. Anyway, well, that's great. Enjoy that while you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, easy weekend.
It's fun to see. Justin at 30 is fun to watch because he already has gray hair. And it makes me want to know. I want to know what it's going to look like when he's like 40.
He's going to look like Wayne Coyne.
I guess.
From the Flaming Lips with the wild gray hair all over the place.
Yeah, I'm into that. I think that's great.
The Reed Richards gray sideburn, not sideburns, temple things. Mm-hmm.
Or you could go full on like David Byrne, like just white freaking hair. But see, it took David Byrne till he was 60 to get that. Mm-hmm. Justin's just early bloomer.
Look at Steve Martin.
Oh, that's true. He's had that. Yeah, that was very early. In fact, he was 20s and he was getting white hair.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That was weird.
Speaking of which, dude, that's funny. You should bring that up. Last night, working out on ye old treadmill after about 3 days of being not doing any exercise, really, because I took off for the weekend and Kim gave me a nice birthday weekend out in a hotel. We hung out and had fun and did a bunch of cool stuff. Anyway, I'll get to that in a second. But I watched last night a documentary, the American Masters series on PBS. It's like a documentary series that focuses on, you know, people in the arts or whatever. Okay. And it was Johnny Carson. It was called Johnny Carson, King of Late Night.
Oh.
And it was the most fascinating documentary that was not just all fluffy, glowy version of who he was. Like, there was all the dirt, too, and all the mess with his four divorces and his, you know, his crazy personal life and his and all that stuff. But utterly fascinating. And they had everybody. They had Letterman on there, and they had Jimmy Fallon on there. Mm-hmm. And you should have seen Drew Carey just break down into tears. Just lose it about his first time on The Tonight Show and getting called over to the desk to, like, chat with Johnny, which you never got to do hardly. It was, like, a rare thing.
Wow. Yeah.
It was fascinating stuff. Just really interesting. 30 years on the air. I mean, for me, in a lot of ways, Johnny Carson was my parents' entertainer.
Right.
Like, when I was growing up, I remember when I was real young thinking, oh, I'm an old fart in a suit. This isn't good. And I'm not really liking this. And, you know, bad plaid suit coats and things. And
it was usually the music to, you know, our bedtime, right? Because, like, you'd go to bed about 10:30 and it would be after the news and you'd either hear the opening music of MASH, which I heard a lot, or you'd hear
with, like, Doc, what was his name?
Doc Severinsen.
I almost said Doc Savage.
Doc Savage.
Yeah, he's on there a lot. But it's,
prepare for Johnny Carson.
It is a fascinating thing. And Steve Martin was on there a bunch, and it was just a really interesting thing. Conan O'Brien, just everybody you can think of, Jay Leno, everybody who, and it was real open and honest and, like, not a lot of. This wasn't a fluffy documentary. I really dug it. People should watch that.
Where's it streaming?
Netflix. Netflix. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Just caught it on there last night just by complete random happenstance. I was like, I need to run for an hour. What can I watch? And that was it.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Really good. Anyway, so I go out of town for the weekend. Kim got me this nice little hotel getaway. It was just good. We got away. The kids watched themselves and fed themselves and things.
Leave the TV on.
Yeah. And so we went and, you know, had some fun and did all of that we do. And it was great until... we're eating lunch at the Blue Lemon in downtown Salt Lake City. Beautiful part of town. It's a nice little restaurant. We love it there. And I'm eating this soft, couldn't have been a softer chicken turkey burger thing.
Okay.
Farm to table is what this place claims, right?
Soft burger. That's not the place we went, is it?
I don't know. Did we? I took Fletcher there. I had the thing Fletcher had, in fact.
With Corinne and
no, that was Pago's.
Jason Pago's.
Yeah, that place was nice too.
Yeah.
Anyway, this place is a lot cheaper. So we're there and we're eating, and the turkey thing I had was all soft all the time. There's no, like, anything in it that's like a hard burgery thing or a bun or anything that's hard.
Right.
And about halfway through it, I'm like, I get that feeling I get. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong in my mouth. Sure enough. Not because I ate some licorice, not because there are any Swedish fish anywhere. Off pops my cap again.
Oh.
That same, this, what, fourth time?
Yeah,
here's,
that's right.
Here's the problem. Everybody on the internet wants to say, hey, I get a new dentist. It isn't the dentist problem. He's a fine dentist. He does great work. All my other work he's ever done, amazing. It's this tooth is just a problem. It's like a flat surface. It doesn't have a lot of curvature, so you can't have a crown that, like, wraps around it and creates kind of a artificial sort of claw. You can't do that with this one. It's like taking a cup and putting it on a table, and that's and you need to make that stay there. So what do? You put a bunch of glue there.
Cup is going to break off when
eventually, no matter what you do, it's going to happen. So I have a few choices. One is just to yank the damn thing out, which I'm seriously tempted to do at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Get it put back on, which is probably what he'll recommend for now. And that's fine. It's just, you know, the tooth's fine. Just keeps coming off.
How far back is it? Like, is it...
It's my rearest molar.
Oh, you don't need that.
No, I know. I'm already missing. I already had the other one on the other side taken out. Those have been problematic for me since I was a kid.
Hmm.
So both the other ones are already out. I could take that out. Then I'd be even. Then I'd be more symmetrical.
Mm-hmm. You would stop walking in circles.
Yeah, it'd only be the testicle that would change things.
Right.
That's some TMI right there, man. But I can't decide what to do. I don't know. I'm going tomorrow.
Have a new fake tooth put in with a little cyanide chip in it.
Oh,
in
dude. Case
if you get captured, and then you can be like, crunch. Ha ha, yeah. Sucker.
Problem is I bite down too hard all the time.
Oh,
so
really?
I'd be like, yeah.
I guess if you break your cap off your tooth that often, maybe that's kind of the worst thing that could happen.
It kind of is. It's like, I got the guts up to bungee jump today. I'm gritting my teeth, blah, and I'm dead.
Right.
Well, I'm hanging on a bungee cord. So I don't know what I'm going to do, but we go in tomorrow, and I'll either walk out of there with that thing back on, or we'll schedule probably getting it yanked. I don't know. Freaking just gives me gas because I cannot stand teeth anyway. I hate the dentist. I have sensitive teeth, especially in the bottom and in the rear. I've got like horrible pain in the rear.
It's like both in the bottom and in the rear.
Yeah. And I've been told by various dental people, like surgeons and things, that I have an unusually high concentration of nerves in a little cluster back there. Mm. So that's why it hurts so much. And right now, if I breathe in too hard or have anything cold in my mouth.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You get the,
yeah.
It's real bad. So that all happened, and I was so pissed. And Kim was like, oh, no, there goes the trip. And I'm like, no, I'll get over it. But I was so mad at the time that I just wanted to break something. But then I ate some vegan cheese. Now, let me back this trick up. Beep, beep.
Okay.
The vegan cheese is so it's kale, it's fried or dry, what do you call that, when you leave fruit out and it makes raisins, what's that called, that process?
That's right, yeah, drying.
There's a word.
Yes, there's a thing you can get that sucks the moisture. Dehydrating.
Thank you, Cleo. Gosh dang it.
Yeah.
Dehydration. So it's dehydrated kale, like the thick lettucey thing.
Yeah.
Dehydrated kale covered in vegan cheese. And I've never had anything to do with vegan cheese in my life, nor have
Is
I had
soy?
Dehydrated kale. Okay, well, I did some checking. Well, okay. I've done some limited checking, and I'll tell you, I'll explain why. So it was shockingly good. Like I said on Twitter, I was surprised I liked it. And I really like the kale bit, and I'm going to keep trying to find that stuff, because that stuff's really good. But the cheese on it, whatever this cheese was, like it was dry and kind of, you know, caked on this kale. Was really good. It tasted fine. It was like a sharp cheddar or something.
Hmm.
And so I thought, no, I had Esko Kardinsky. Your name's hard to pronounce.
E. Kardashinsky.
Yeah, that guy. No, it was. This was all after. The cap came off early. All this stuff I'm talking about is after. Yeah. Anyway,
He's
so it has
packing vegan cheese in his tooth hole.
So I had this fake cheese, and it had a little bit of jalapeno, so it was kind of hot, and it was really good. But I kept wondering, the deal with vegans is no milk products of any kind. And I've never heard of a cheese you could make without some kind of milk. And my imagination started to go. And I started to think this might be donated lady milk. That's what I started to wonder.
Maybe it's from a vegan lady. It's vegan cheese. Like,
Well, that's what I thought. Like, is it their Birkenstocks, like between the toes? Is that where this is coming from? Is it from their freaking boobs? Like, where is this coming from? And I still don't know because I'm afraid to look. So can someone in the chat room just in a phrase or two right there, your little text chat there, under boob cheese. I'm looking for what there. Where is this coming from? Artinger says it's pant based.
Artinger.
I think he meant plant or he's
pant?
Kidding.
No, I like pant based.
But I would really like to know where this came from. So can someone donated lady milks is the worry. I don't want to be eating nobody's breast milk.
Here's an interesting question. Would a vegan breastfeed their child? Because that is food that would come from a living, breathing person, even if that person is you.
Yeah. But I don't think they have a problem with that. Isn't it just animals they have a problem with?
All right.
I think that's the deal. I don't know. Soy protein says major spoilers. Oh, spoiler! Spoiler! So it's a soy thing? All right, fine.
The baby was made out of soy protein.
I have a container here somewhere. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oh, no, that's not it. that's not it. I don't want to dig through my trash on the morning show, but yeah, it is a. It was weird and good and strangely not bad, which I thought was weird. So since that's not that big of a deal and not that bad of a thing, I thought I'd give you something that is bad. All right.
All right.
So sit back, everybody, and enjoy this. The new worst thing ever. This is a song called. That's a piece of it, but it's a song called "Mass Text" by Tay. How would you say Allen? Would you say that's her
Tay
name?
Tay Allen. Yeah, yeah. Used to work for a guy whose first name was Allen, spelled like that.
Allyn. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Allyn.
This is like a Rebecca Black. This is the next level of hell.
This will make you long for the days of Rebecca Black.
Yeah. You'll start to think she was actually pretty good compared to this here business. So I'm just going to play a piece of it. This has all been rolling all over the internet while I was gone this weekend. And here you go.
Did I miss something? Why did I get your mass text? I'm in your contacts. Why did I get your mass text? I'm in your contacts. Why did I get your mass text? I'm in your contacts. Why did I get your mass text? I'm in your contacts.
The party invite made and you just pretend.
Why did I get your mass text? Why did I get your mass text?
I'm confused because I got...
It's really the worst thing ever made.
Wow, that's horrible.
Why didn't I get your mass text? Can we not have it be about technology things? Is that
right,
all right?
Exactly.
Gosh dang it, dude. I just, ew. That tooth hurts and I don't even have anything cold on it right now.
Hey, take a picture on your Instagram. Take a picture on your Instagram and apply a filter.
I hit like on my Facebook page. And here's the other problem. Here's the other problem. Even if you're in this guy's contacts,
right?
He doesn't have to send a mass. A mass text doesn't just automatically go to everybody's contact. It goes to who you select.
Yeah.
So if you can do a mass text, that means
mass text.
Sure, I'd say it's three or more people. There is no option on an Android or an iOS device, phone or any BlackBerry phone or anything that says send this text message to everyone in my address book. That option doesn't exist because that's spammy as all hell.
Maybe it's religion themed, and she's wondering why she didn't get a text inviting her to go to mass.
Oh, I didn't get your text about mass.
Yes, I thought it was in your contacts.
Oh, I thought I was on the list. We're supposed to go to church. All right, I don't know what's going on there, but it's the worst thing ever made, and let's try to pretend it didn't happen.
I like the fact that she grins like the friggin' Joker while she's trying to sing this thing, too, if you've seen the video.
Yeah, I have.
It's like...
That's where I capped it. She looks like she's in pain. Like she's covering pain, you know?
Like she's got one of those Ronco smile things that you insert into your cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Flex your smile muscles during the day.
Well said. I don't know what her future looks like, but it's grim in my estimation.
I got a mass text for you.
Yeah, here's one right here for you, baby. Anyway, good luck to her and all her endeavors.
Yeah,
we hope it goes well. All right, before we get to Trek Nerd, someone sent me something called The Morning Stream After Dark.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I'm a little nervous about this. It's a minute
Have
20.
Have you not listened to this yet?
No, I haven't. Have
oh,
you heard
good,
this?
Good, good, good. No, I haven't. I'm excited.
All right. I don't know if this is dangerous, if I should have a 7-second beep delay. I don't know what this is.
Okay.
But we're going to find out together. This just in my email box. Here it is. It's called the Morning Stream After Dark Mashup. And let's see what it is. Here you go.
Oh, so generous today.
Just touch it.
The guy picked him up and licked him.
Oh. Yeah. Says Drizwecky.
Oh, so generous today.
Just touch it. Wiener out, Sasha.
Yeah.
Wiener out, Sasha. Just touch it. And your weird costume and your wiener out.
Oh.
Coming up.
Oh.
Just touch it.
You're holding it in your hands, and we've seen what happens.
I'm not ready.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
Oh, poo. That sounds hard.
So this is going to be a little bit different and weird, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh.
I'm going to take Brian Brushwood and put Jury right up against him.
Oh.
Scott, you eat that taco now. All right, let's make love to our tater.
The Morning Stream.
People make fun of me because I say dude wiener or man wiener.
Sausage.
Just touch it.
Okay.
Well, Brian's all in now.
Oh.
sausage.
And thus began a long nationwide history of awkward scrotum grazing. Mm.
Oh, I don't know what that was about.
Who do we have to thank for that?
I'm not sure. And do we have them to thank? I don't know if we do. I didn't write down the name, dang it. Oh, no, no, I didn't. I still didn't. Crap. Oh, you know who it is? Okay, hold on. I found it. Jeff.
Hey, Alan. Oh.
Fang Fueler in the Tadpoles. He says, hey, guys, if TMS was a Cinemax show, the mashups might sound something like this. Enjoy. So thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Good stuff. All right. It's time to call Daryl.
All right.
You ever do a show where you have to pee so bad that you're just about ready to die? I'm having one of those.
Do you need to pee?
I have to pee so bad.
We can pause.
All right, we're going to pause while Scott pees.
We'll
be right back. Oh, that's nice. Brian played, we're back, everybody. Brian played Barry White while I went and did my business. So,
seducing the tadpole.
That worked great. Well done, sir. All right, Daryl time. It's called Daryl? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's call Daryl. Here's his theme. Hey, it's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by
Night Rise, Innocence Lost, a new fantasy novella by Jared Blair. Three friends from a small town set out to see the world and soon find themselves exploring a wondrous foreign city. However, things take a dark turn when one of them is abducted. Now they must search the strange city for her before they lose her forever. But they soon learn that even more is at stake as the clues they follow lead them to uncover a widespread conspiracy and a malevolent darkness that threatens not only their lives, but also their homeland. Night Rise, Innocence Lost. Available now for just 99 cents on Amazon.com and Kindle.
Oh, lovely. That's a cheap price.
Yeah, excuse me.
Night Rise, Innocence Lost. Go check it out. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wow, the lag is huge. I'm still listening to the porno music on the feed.
Yeah, they do like, I want to say that audio feed's like 30 second to 45 second delay. Yeah, or something like that. Some crazy number.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back. It's Monday. It's Trek time. It's where Daryl comes on the show, tries to answer a Star Trek trivia question in the only way he knows how, which is usually correctly. We'll see. We'll test his mettle today once again with a hard trivia question.
It's not always correct.
No, not always. Occasionally you get it wrong. The stars are out of alignment. People walk away disappointed. But today is not that day.
Now, Daryl, do you have your self-heating hot cocoa with you?
I do.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Let's all start heating them together.
Yeah, I'll start it now.
Oh, okay.
So pull the tab. Hear that?
Hold the tab.
Hold on, I gotta pull this up. Okay.
3/4 inch. Wow.
Dang it. Making a mess. Okay.
Oh, this one.
So you got to do that
thing.
This one
went. This one did its quarters of an inch deal a lot better than the last one, than the tomato juice one.
Oh, so did mine.
Yeah. I'm not strong enough.
And then it helps if you put it down on the floor. Yeah.
So which side are you supposed to set it once it starts cooking?
The cooking side up. The part you press down still faces up.
Okay. That's
Shake your hand gently for 30 seconds.
Oh yeah, shake for 30. Okay. Wow, 30 seconds is a long time when you're doing a show, though.
Well, we can talk while we shake.
Oh, can we? All right, let's talk while we shake. Daryl, here we go. That's 30 seconds for me. Let's give you a question while we're heating up our weird thing today. This week we celebrate the 100th episode, by the way, of This Week in Trek. I don't know if anyone knew that, but This Week in Trek, 100 episodes long. That's amazing. Are you guys doing anything special?
Congratulations.
Lots of emails and stuff.
That's cool. Lots of fan favorites or fan service or whatever.
And we'll do a regular episode like usual.
Well, big thanks goes to Buckeye Fizz on Twitter who contributed to This Week in Trek. He's created a week's worth of questions celebrating the show's history.
Geez.
Yeah, it's hot. You gotta be careful.
Don't touch the top of that thing, especially if it starts steaming.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, look at that thing. Look at that thing go, dude.
I didn't even touch it. It was sitting on the table, and It was sitting on the table, and I moved it, and I touched the table, and the table burned me.
Yeah, it's steaming. Nobody, can you guys see that chat room? Look at that. I mean, what nuclear fission is at work here?
Shake it while it's steaming.
Listen, you and your sexual innuendos.
Oh,
I've had enough of them.
If steam is visible, continue to shake until shake can until steaming stops.
Okay, I'm doing that. I feel like it's going to explode.
Shake it while it steams. Shake it while it steams.
I feel like I'm going to throw like a flashbang grenade.
Turn can upright and wait 3 minutes for beverage to get hot. Oh, look at that. My temperature indicator is starting to change color. Boy, all the things that didn't happen with the tomato soup are happening with this one.
This one's not changing color on mine yet, but I have hope.
And it's not on mine either.
All right, so you got to put it up right now, right?
Yeah, for 3 minutes.
Okay. Sorry, where were we? Oh, yeah. So a whole week of questions this guy put together.
That thing is scary when it blows.
Yeah, it is weird. That's what I was telling you the other day. It's like, holy crap. So here you go. Daryl's co-host on This Week in Trek, Michael Gaines, loves to make funny phrases from dialogue on the show. Which of these is not an episode title from the year 2013? You ready?
Which is not? Oh, man. I don't ever remember anything.
It's funny because it occurs to me that, A, you're not going to remember these things, and B, normal listeners to this particular segment on the show are going to hate all this inside baseball. But you know what? We don't care. We're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
We're pressing forward.
Exactly.
All right, here you go. Choices are A, nuclear wussies, B, Jedi mind meld. This is, which one of these is not an episode title? C, my grandma takes Daedalics B. Or D,
that one is.
Or D, you blew it on Pluto. So it's nuclear wussies, Jedi mind meld, my grandma takes Daedalics B, or D, you blew it on Pluto.
These are good.
They are good.
So Michael is the guy who usually does the naming of the podcast. Like,
yeah.
He's the guy. Okay.
He's tall, by the way. What a very tall. Oh yeah. When I saw him in Intertacular, the first time we were able to finally hook up and meet each other. We didn't really hook up, if you know what I mean. But he's like 9 feet tall. That guy, just a huge, huge man, tall, tall man. I thought I was tall, but he's tall now. All right. So Daryl, while you think about it, let's check back. Here, we got to do this proper here. Hold on.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
It's a guy who eats weird. Ooh. See, I still have no temperature indicator change.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, my green dot is green, and my red is partially red. It's like...
Mine are both black, jet black.
The sun is coming around. Go ahead.
My green dot is light gray.
Well, yeah.
I've got nothing. I don't know why. Both times now, my indicators... I'm touching them and they're not even. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. Oh, they have those. What do you call those things? The barcodes on the side, but they're all weird looking. The square ones.
Yeah. The
QR code.
QR codes.
Mm-hmm. They have two of those on here. I'm not going to look at them. Okay. So should we try it? Do we do it? Do we open it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. This is hot chocolate, everyone. I assume it's hot.
Oh, I'm so scared of this.
I am too. This kind of terrifies. These sort of things terrify me. My can's all crooked in the rubber thing.
You can turn the black cap.
Thing. Okay. All right. What happened?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know what?
You just can't take it off.
Would you take it off, Daryl?
How do you get in?
You just grab the tab and then pull.
Yeah, it'll leave a tiny opening.
It'll create a little hole. You won't be able.
Wow, freakish lemon.
Next mashup.
We're not exactly. Yeah.
So
after dark.
So if you, so when you pull up,
there we go.
Yeah, it's like 90 degrees, and then it pops open that little hole. All right, so
okay.
Actually, smells all right this time. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm terrified. All right, is it hot?
It's hot.
The radiation is probably melting my guts as I smell it.
I know.
No, this isn't bad. Not bad at all.
Oh, that's much better than the soup. It's not great, but it's much better than the soup.
Wow, that must have been awful soup then. I don't like this.
You know what? Daryl's right. It's not great. It's just...
It's on par with like your Swiss Miss powder, you know.
Yeah.
Not made with...
I don't think so.
Not made with milk or anything like that.
Daryl's... It's... look, I don't know why the...
I don't know.
The technology to heat the thing is fine. Why does it have to taste like ass otherwise, though? Can they put... But why does it have to? Like, is there a reason why the soup and this were just kind of subpar and terrible? I mean, whatever. Oh, if the zombies are coming, you eat what you eat, but...
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. All right. Well, anyway.
I'm still afraid that the heating junk has leaked to the inside.
I know, yeah. That's a concern.
All right, well, may we never have that again.
Huh?
My normal coffee that I bring in is kind of cold, and I was thinking of pouring this in to heat it up. Mm-hmm. I don't think really? I will, though.
I wouldn't.
You really are afraid that there's plutonium has leaked into your...
Well, look, I worked at a Chi-Chi's, and you both should have been afraid there was poop in the beans. You didn't know it, but you should have been. Because there was. So that's the thing. I don't trust anything I didn't make anymore these days. I'll eat it. I'll do it. But I don't trust it. You know? Like this box of lemon heads right here. For all I know, three of these have been in the anus of a shirtless, greasy worker somewhere.
Fantastic.
You can't guess. You don't know.
And they squeeze them out to make this drink.
Right. Exactly. All right. So, Daryl... Back to
your ironic name has created a GIF of you shaking your can, but it's off screen.
Hold on. Let me get it. Hold on. Today's he just make this?
Oh. Yes.
You're too fast. He's too fast. I don't like that. That's terrible looking. That's horrible. I can't look at that anymore. Thanks a lot, ironic name. That's horrible. All right. So... Back to Daryl. Birthdays. Got a birthday to celebrate before we don't have another one to celebrate because this stuff in the can killed us.
Yeah. Joseph Canada is 53. He was on TNG and played a holographic Klingon in The Icarus Factor.
Oh, I remember the dude. That's nice. 50 what? How much? How old? How much?
53.
How much is that man in the window? Oh, also, quick note, Star Trek note. Oh, what was I going to say? I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, our new films. That's what it was. Our new film sack episode. Oh no, that's next week. Never mind. Shut my mouth. That's next week. Sorry. There's a major Star Trek connection next week. And
Not this week.
This week is Sum of All Fears, and there is a couple of Star Trek connections, but nothing like the other one. All right, so forget that. All right, happy birthday to that guy. Let's get back to your question. Which one of these is not an actual title of an episode posted by This Week in Trek this year? Nerdtacular Wussies, or sorry, Nuclear Wussies.
I like that one better.
That was a group nobody wanted to hang out with. They were always in their own corner.
Right.
Jedi Mind Meld, My Grandma Takes Daedalus B, and You Blew It on Pluto.
Boy, this is the hardest question ever.
It's a pretty rough one. If I'm a new judge.
Let's see. I remember the Daedalus B one, so it's not that.
Okay.
A. What was A?
A was Nuclear Wussies.
I think that was one. Nuclear. There was something about Chekhov and nuclear something, and so that must have been it. It was something else.
By the way, people out there that still struggle and say nuclear instead of nuclear. Mm-hmm. The easy way to remember it is just say nuclear.
Right.
Like new and clear.
Yeah.
Nuclear. There you go.
Like the Vapors album, Nuclear Days.
Yeah, Nuclear Days. See? It's not so hard, George Bush Jr. You can do it.
That's a good strategy for remembering how to say it.
That's right. How much is a Brazilian? okay.
It depends on how much you want removed.
Wow. Yes. Keep going.
Okay. now I forgot where I was.
I don't remember.
So
either.
Now D? What was
D? Was You Blew It on Pluto.
Blew It on Pluto. I don't remember that at all. What would that be about? Pluto? Oh, maybe to do with the planet naming stuff.
Yeah, well.
So it's between.
It could be. It's not the cartoon dog, likely. Probably the planet, is my guess.
Yeah. So what was B?
B is Jedi Mind Meld.
Jedi Mind Meld.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That has to do with the Obama thing.
All right.
So now I'm going to say D.
D as in You Blew It on Pluto?
D as in... D as in dog. Okay. Whatever that is.
Right. Oh, look at that. A dog and then Pluto. I got it. That's a pretty good mix there. D, you blew it on Pluto.
I'm sure that was intentional.
Let's find out from the judges. Judges, is that correct?
Nah.
Oh, it's not. It's B, Jedi Mind Meld. Episode 82 is actually entitled. I think he just means titled. Spock Skywalker, thanks to President Obama mixing his Star Trek with Star Wars references in a public speech. Here's a clip of that happening. Here you go.
The fact that they don't take it means that I should somehow do a Jedi mind meld with these folks and convince them.
Funny.
Yeah.
So he's Spock Skywalker.
That's awesome.
I thought the question was which one is not the title.
It is. And that's not the title. They titled it. He says Spock Skywalker. Yeah. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It would have,
okay.
You know what? Jedi Mind Meld would have been a better title, which is what makes this tricky. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
It is.
Daryl, good job.
I'm always fooled by those Jedi mind tricks every time.
My secret hopes is you get this all wrong all week because it's all about your show. I think that would be great.
We're on the way to that.
That's right.
It would be great.
And then Michael gets the prizes.
Mm-hmm. He gains everything, if you know what I'm saying. All right, Daryl is the Trek Nerd. The Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can also find him at this show we just talked about, This Week in Trek or ThisWeekinTrek.com. Coming up with 100 episodes. Daryl, you got a quote for us? Oh, where did he go?
Oh, no. Where did we park our Daryl?
Oh, man. What happened there? That's weird. He's just gone.
Wow.
Here, let's...
Disconnected. Jeez.
Yeah, that was weird. Right when I asked him, he didn't hang up. I assume he didn't hang up. I would have heard. Yeah, here we go. Ringing. Sorry. That was weird. I don't know what happened. Did you hear us ask the question? You probably did.
For the quote of the or whatever.
Yeah, did you hear that part?
Yeah.
Oh, you just disappeared after that. Okay, anyway, no big deal. Give us a quote. You got one?
Yes. It is possible to commit no mistakes and still lose. That's what it says. That is not a weakness. That is life.
That's Data.
Data, I'm going to say.
Whenever I say Data, you should automatically say Spock.
I don't know if it's Spock, though. I'm going to say, all right, I'll say Spock.
It was Picard.
Damn it. Freaking Picard with his fancy life light advice and all that BS. It's the news.
And it's brought to you by the KickCast Podcast, the podcast about crowdfunding projects. Come check out our special N13 episode featuring interviews with Tom Merritt, Bill Duran, and Andrew Allen. Find it on iTunes or kickcast.net. So sit back and relax. It's time for the KickCast. KickCast.
Not KitKatCast, because I would listen to that
cast.
As well.
Break me off a piece of that KitKat cast show.
Cast. marijuana pipe found in a Burger King kids meal after employee allegedly hid it there.
Nice.
Wow.
Although like a boy toy or a girl toy?
This one's unisex. Or a stoner toy. Although finding a packet or a packed marijuana pipe in a fast food meal might make some people very happy, the Michigan customer who discovered the drug paraphernalia in his 4-year-old grandson's meal was none too pleased. The grandfather called police when he found the pipe in the Burger King kids' meal and was quoted as saying, "Hey, don't hold with it, bub." purchased
it would have been more appropriate if it was good times.
Yeah, it would have been, right? let's see. Purchased Tuesday at a franchise in Dundee, Michigan. Now that's a pot part. according to local news outlet Toledo News Now. Toledo News Now. Toledo? Wow.
Toledo.
In Michigan? Yeah. Toledo, Michigan?
Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, but it's in Michigan. Well, anyway.
Oh,
it says
yeah,
local,
right. Michigan,
so I assume it's from there.
That is odd.
He handed the meal to his 4-year-old grandson, and when they opened it, they found a loaded marijuana pipe inside.
Nice.
The customer also wrote down the license plate of a car full of young people he had spotted outside the restaurant and deemed suspicious, according to this station. Officers arrived at the Burger King were able to track down the car, which was found to contain more Mary Jane.
Mm. That's sad. Hot. It's sad when old people paranoia actually pays off.
Yeah, I know, right?
It just makes it worse for the rest of us. Oh, here's a car filled with young people. Look suspicious.
I don't hold with it.
They were laughing and smiling like they were on that wacky weed.
You know what? Just legalize marijuana and this all goes away.
That's right. Did that Burger King Happy Meal come with a bag of Doritos, too?
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, some munchies. Great. Let's see. Man dies after winning a beer drinking contest in Spain. Speaking of excess. Yeah. Mm. Joaquin Alcaraz Garcia claimed the title of beer drinking champ during a festival in Spain on Wednesday. But his victory was short-lived. The 45-year-old man died after the beer drinking contest, during which he reportedly consumed 6 liters of brew. That's about 12.5 pints in about 20 minutes time.
Oh.
You know, I'm a...
6 liters!
I'm kind of anti these food and drink, as much as you can contest, because here's the problem. Let's say you did 8 pints and lived and was fine, and it all worked out. Well, now he's the winner. Well, next year, what do you do? Somebody has to try to beat the previous record. So eventually, topping it means death, no matter what the contest is. Hot dogs, milk drinking, whatever it is.
Right.
You're going to kill yourself. Don't do that anymore.
I think, when it's alcohol, I'm with you. I mean, I think, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, that's all in good fun. And
you're all right with that one.
You'll get sick, but unless you, block an airway or something, you're probably not going to die. But alcohol poisoning, sure, real thing.
Yeah. Well, there was that guy, we had him on the show. We didn't have him on the show, but we talked about on the show that ate like the steak challenge somewhere. And that put him in a coma or something like that?
Oh, really? Oh, that the, that was the heart attack grill.
Oh, that one killed a guy.
That one killed a guy, yeah. But that was, he walked in with kind of a pre-existing condition.
Yeah,
the Cheddar Bay Biscuit hoax thing. Yeah.
That was like a Monty Python, just one more mint kind of.
Right. It's way far thin.
It's way far thin. It used to freak me out when I was younger.
Better get a bucket. That whole flow up.
That whole scene makes me laugh out loud now. But when I was young, it freaked me out. It scared me. It's like
that. Despite all the nudity in that movie, I think that's going to be in the summer video series with Tristan.
Oh, that's a good. Yeah,
I think I was about his age when it came out, and when my dad took me to see it, and I'm wondering how my dad felt about me watching that. It's like. You go from every sperm is sacred to the live sex education class, right?
You never look at John or what's his name the same again?
John Cleese. Yeah. The guy getting chased off the cliff by the naked girls
right into his grave hole. That was awesome.
Right.
That's actually the most Monty Python of their movies.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's like a series of sketches.
It's basically just like a It's basically stuff that they wouldn't have been able to get away with on TV. And
yeah, because your parents could take you to Holy Grail and be like, this is fine. But then take you to that and you're like, whoa, this is Holy Grail isn't like this. There's bad stuff. There's some stuff in here. There's some content. Anyway, so that guy's... he started barfing. He couldn't stop.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he just died. What a waste for a dumb, stupid contest. Don't do this stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't support these things. Tweaked Audio sponsoring. Why is it always the horrible story that we lead off?
Second place guy going, I know this is kind of a bad time, but does that make me the winner?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you need a good pair of earbuds. You're tired of the ones you got, or they broke, or you lost them, or they got severed, or they hit a guy's wiener in a bathroom, whatever. Whatever your reasons are. We're here to save you a little bit of money. Buy these brand new, fantastic, audio-enhanced earbuds. Compatible with iPhones, iPods, MP3 players of all types, phones of all types. You want a lifetime warranty? Boom, got you covered. You want noise reduction? Oh, easy, sneezy. Got that right there. You want durability? They're engineered for durability to sound great with your music or your talk. You stream at checkout at tweakedaudio.com. Guess what? That'll give you 33% off your next pair. That's Tweaked at stream at tweakedaudio.com.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop, and it's brought to you by
Nerdy Knots is an Etsy store where you can find handmade paracord products for human and beast. Everything we craft is made with 550 paracord and is made to last. We have started our store to help pay for our wedding, and we dearly appreciate your business. Visit our store at etsy.me/nerdyknots and facebook.com/nerdyknots. By the way, those are both spelled Knerdy Knots with a K. Yep. All orders this week with the word derp in the comments will be put in a pool to win a Steam code for Harebrained Schemes, the new game Shadowrun Returns.
I'm stoked about Shadowrun Returns. It looks awesome. So wow. I'm jealous of this contest, which I want.
Oh, for Harebrained Schemes' new game. There's okay.
Yeah, they're the makers of it.
Yes, got it.
That was a Kickstarter deal. It's finally coming out. If you like the old game, it looks rad.
Very cool. Knerdy Knots.
Knerdy Knots. Doink the Clown. XWWE Doink. Star. Doink. Doink the Clown died from a toxic overdose of morphine and hydrocodone.
Yeah.
Hydrocodone. There you go.
Hydrocodone.
This, according to officials in Collin County, Texas, TMZ obtained an autopsy report for Matthew Wade Osborne, whose body was discovered at his girlfriend's home on June 28th. According to the report, the medical examiners discovered, quote, high levels of the opiates, morphine, hydrocodone in Osborne's system at the time of his death. Hydrocodone, by the way, is the key ingredient in the painkiller Vicodin, or some call it hobo heroin. No, hillbilly heroin. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that, but yeah. that seems
hillbilly heroin.
It seems to make sense.
Because they're huge, like in like Justified Country.
Oh, sure.
Like as a alternate to your
Dickie. Yeah. Is Dickie?
Yeah.
Dickie, enjoy the Dickie hydrocodone.
I'm sure he does. The medical examiner explains, quote, I am of the opinion that Osborne, age 55, and a white man, a 50-year-old white man, it says, died as a result of toxic effects of opiates. The ME says Osborne also suffered from heart disease, which was a significant contributory factor in his death. So if you're a big WWE fan and you like Doink the Clown, like him a little less because he's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a quick box office check. See what's all going right on in the world of film.
Sounds good.
I went and saw The Heat. I told you guys about this a little bit yesterday.
You told me that on FilmSack, yeah.
I liked it quite a bit. It's a great buddy cop movie, and it
feels like something I'm going to wait for a video.
I think you're okay to do that. I think if you and your wife were like hard up for something to see, which is why we saw it. Nothing else was really out that we hadn't either seen or was like, I'm not taking my wife on a date to see Despicable Me 2.
What about Ripped? Turbo. She doesn't want to see Ripped?
No, because Ripped is enjoying a hefty 11% Rotten Tomatoes rating.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, people do not like RPG. Oh, jeez. It's not going well for that movie.
Holy poop. Wolverine opens this week?
Yeah, this week.
Ooh.
Any reviews for that yet?
65%.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, what is the first? What does the X-Men Origins one have? It's got to be like 30-something. Or
that thing was poo.
I'm a little bit nervous about the whole Viper thing. Because you see in the clips, she is like the snake tongue, and she pulls her face off, and she doesn't have any powers like that. She's like martial arts, and she's Madame Hydra. She's like the leader of a terrorist organization.
Right. She's not supposed to be Lizard Lady.
Right. I'm a little worried. I don't hold with it.
You don't hold with it? This review on Flick Philosopher. Says there are plenty of good summer popcorn fun to be had here with fresh and exciting action set pieces, but this is mostly an intimate story about Logan as a mutant. So that's interesting. That's a positive one.
Mm-hmm.
Negative one says it's laudable that Wolverine tries to show cultural curiosity outside of the all-American heroism. It's just unfortunate that whenever the action stops, Wolverine in Japan has the same kind of clunk as You Only Live Twice.
I enjoyed Only Live Twice, so that still actually seems like a positive for me.
Yeah.
This is based, I don't know how tightly it's based on, but the Frank Miller miniseries, the limited series that came out in the 80s with Yukio and Mariko.
That's based on that,
Silver Samurai. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it. I'm hoping that they make that if they're going to do change Viper up that much, that they do a good job with it.
Yeah. The Silver Samurai artwork looks cool that I've seen.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks really good. And then we have a bunch of Marvel news coming up here in a sec with Steven
Schleicher. Oh, that's true.
I'm going to blow a bunch of that, but I'm excited about it. But yeah, at the box office, there really wasn't much to see. It was all either kids' movies, this new Conjuring thing, which actually did all right.
You're not going to rush out to see a big scary horror movie, huh?
No, I wasn't in the mood for that. I'd already seen World War Z, not really interested in Red 2, and it's getting terrible reviews. Grown Ups 2 is still
7%. 7% for Grown Ups 2.
So bad. So I have a threshold. If it's 50 or more, I'll still consider it. But when it's that low, there's a reason. It's not
if
just
something's like, is there a threshold that will make you say, you know, I wasn't considering seeing that movie, but it's getting more than a certain number. So I'll jump right out and see it. Like, is, you know, 80% or 75% or something like that. If it's
that high, I'm in. I'll see it. I'm of the opinion that individual critics are kind of snotty sometimes and they don't hold with it, bub, you know, like they're just fudgety and whatever, but I'm also like, I mean, for example, let's see, where is it? Let's talk about that. Pacific Rim is at 72, which is a pretty good positive overall rating, but I thought it was kind of fair to Midland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so obviously not all is, you know, this site isn't always up to par, but it's pretty good to know if RAPD is at 11%, there's a really good chance I'm going to not like that movie. I think I'll probably fit in the crowd that didn't enjoy it that much. In other words, it's a great way to gauge whether you should be spending, in my case with my family, up to $60 or $100 to go to a movie. Because it costs you that much. It's, you know, all these tickets. If you go 3D or something else, that adds up even more. You buy popcorn. Before you know it, you're freaking broke and you're taking out a second mortgage just to go see something.
Yeah.
So it is helpful for me. I realize it's not a perfect system, but it's helpful for me in picking out what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. I do want to see Monsters University. I'm looking at the list right
Monsters
now.
Monsters University looks great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see that and Despicable Me. I just didn't want to see it with my wife on a date.
Sure.
It just seemed dumb for us to do that.
And I think I still want to see Pacific Rim while it's in theaters. I feel like that's one that if I'm going to enjoy it, if I want to get anything out of it, it's going to be in theaters with big screen.
You totally should. I agree with that. Even though I was kind of middle on that movie, I think you should see it in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll probably love it. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know what my problem is. But clearly I'm wrong. Let's take a break. When we come back after this musical break, we'll have Steven Schleicher here first, and we're going to talk about all the big stuff that came out of Comic-Con this week.
Yes.
There are really three major things that are kind of a huge, giant, big deal. So we'll talk about those.
I can't wait to talk about these things. Yeah,
I'm very excited about that. And then after that, the Geek Food Ladies will be here, and then some of your emails. Brian, you got a little tune to whistle before we do?
You know what? I do. I do
have
a song.
What?
I do, really. I know. Dear Sirius and Black, I am so lucky to be marrying my best friend in the whole world this July 20th, and I was hoping that you could play a cover of the song Ho Hey by the Lumineers in honor of our nuptials. This song is special to us because we played at our wedding, so if you could find a cool cover of it and play it on the show somewhere around the date of our wedding, that would be really nice. If you could also read this dedication, that would be great too. No, I'm not going to read that. Let's go ahead and get to the song. All right. Let's do it. He says, Abby, I am so fortunate to have you in my life. And even though planning the wedding has been stressful and hard, I'm still excited for our wedding and even more excited to continue our lives together after the wedding is over. Uh-huh. You're my person and I love you immensely. Lucas from St. Louis.
You're my person.
That's what he says. You're my person.
All right.
There is obviously some hidden or some inside joke to that only the two of them know and share.
I love it.
And that's just fine. You're my person.
Mm-hmm. That's what robots say when they take over. Wow.
So this one was a submission into the show, a cover of Ho Hey by the Lumineers. This is by the Ill Funk Ensemble. Just got it this year, and I don't know if it's available on any album. Might be downloadable from their website. Go check it out. The Ill Funk Ensemble. And their cover of Ho Hey.
All right, here it is. We'll be back in a bit. Stay tuned.
I've been trying to do it right.
Yeah.
I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed.
Hey.
So show me family.
Yeah.
or the blood that I would bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write a song. I belong to you. You belong to me, my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong to me, my sweetheart. I don't think you're right for him. Look at what I might have been. Took a bus to Chinatown. I'll be standing on Canal in Bowery. And she be standing next to me. I belong to you. You belong to me. You're my sweetheart. I belong to you. You belong to me. You're my sweetheart.
My famous bacon and eggs.
Me.
And
I am.
Who's for something different? Eckrich Smoky Links.
I am.
Sausages? That's a bacon bunch.
Eckrich Smoky Links beat bacon two ways. Made with our selected cuts of meat fully cooked. They don't shrink like bacon and just heat and serve.
Hey, Smoky Links tastes terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the bacon?
There it is.
It got small. Want to try some of Mom's Smoky Links?
Mm-hmm. Eckrich, when you want to eat good, come to our house.
To discriminate.
No ticky, no washy. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely song.
Yeah, I like when the reggae beat kicks in.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. I kind of wish they would have been able to do that for the whole song, but I guess you have to be true to the original somewhat and kind of have it go back and forth.
There's a lot of hoo ha going on there.
That's right.
Hoo ha. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get right to the business at hand. The business at hand is Stephen Schleicher. Schleicher coming on the show, doing what he does best, talking about the nerdy stuff of the day. If I could find his thing, I would. Stephen Schleicher, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, man.
Hey, we're good.
Busy.
Not that hot chocolate incident there.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Dude. Gross.
Still hot.
It's terrible. So, hey.
Not sure it's still chocolate.
That was a weird week. That was busy, crazy stuff for San Diego Comic-Con going on there.
Lots of stuff. Let me tell a story real quick.
Please.
About 3 weeks ago, my wife said, hey, can we take a vacation? Can we go do things with my brother and kids and all those things? And I was like, sure, go ahead, book the trip.
Mm-hmm.
She booked it over the San Diego Comic-Con weekend, which I didn't realize until after the trip was booked. I've got to give a lot of credit to young Zach. Many of you met him at Nerdtacular, and Rob Rasmussen, who many people also met at Nerdtacular, for doing a bulk of the updates of the San Diego Comic-Con over the weekend. The nice thing about a two-year-old is he needs a nap. So for about an hour and a half every day during Comic-Con, I would jump in, do about 10 stories or so while he was sleeping, and then get out. But there was we had more stories this year than we've ever had before, and we still didn't cover everything that happened at the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, it was a ton of stuff, and you guys did a really good job of covering it. I could tell because I was watching you on – I was following you on Instagram and other things.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he is in a place where he does not have the kind of access he would normally have.
Oh, yeah. We went to Legoland, and we went to, I don't know, Sea Life. It's like a SeaWorld exhibit.
That's great.
And just hanging out. So
that's really cool. So I don't know – before we get to these stories, I don't know if either of you guys saw it, but – during the Wootstock performance and Palm Stormers on stage.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
So Veronica took a backstage video of this, and it's freaking classic. So they're up there. Palm Stormer up there singing their George R. R. Martin, Please Finish Your Damn Book song.
Right.
And it was the song. They performed it here in Salt Lake in 2012 when they were here for Nerdtacular, and they performed. And so we know the song. So they're performing the thing. In the middle of the song, in walks George R. R. Martin on the stage.
Oh, wow.
And it's all, I mean, obviously they were prepared for this. So Paul is acting like, oh, my gosh. And he stops singing and is kind of freaking out. And meanwhile, Storm is just happily still singing into the microphone. And Paul's trying to get his attention to show him that George R. R. Martin's coming up toward him. And at some point, he finally stops. George takes his guitar and smashes it Hendrix style all over the stage.
It's pretty good.
It was awesome. Nice. And to make it even crazier, Neil Gaiman comes out after that and makes them apologize. And they have to, like, say, sorry, Neil Gaiman, or something on the mics. It was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, it's a good video for people to watch.
Yeah, really, really good. Anyway, so to the big business of the con, some of the stuff that came out.
Oh my gosh, where to start?
Yeah, I don't even know where to start. I want to start? Why not this Batman Superman crossover business?
Yeah, so here's the thing. About Warner Brothers had like a 3-hour presentation on Saturday, and about an hour and a half or so before the end, Hollywood Reporter and Variety started posting this thing about Warner Brothers confirms that there's going to be a Batman Superman movie. And everyone's like, wait a minute, there's no official announcement, there's no press release, there's nothing going on. Zach and I'm in my hotel room, he's at his home, and we're chatting back and forth, and we're watching the updates live, and it's like 5 minutes before the end of the presentation, and they've got Tom Cruise on stage, and they're like, there's no way they're going to announce it. And then right at the end of the show, whoever was up on stage hosting it, I forget his name, Nerdist guy, says, oh, I've got this message to bring out. Hardwick. I've got a message to bring out Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder comes out and he says, yes, indeed, we will be doing a sequel to The Man of Steel. And I've been doing a lot of research into this and trying to figure out how to make this movie even better. And then he brings up on stage one of the people from Man of Steel and he goes, well, this is a book we've kind of been researching from, although don't worry, this is not an adaptation of this movie. And he quotes a great line from Batman to Superman from The Dark Knight Returns. And then as soon as they're done with that, stage goes dark, they flash up the Batman Superman logo, and that's all we got. And that was the end of the presentation.
Wow.
So what we do know is that they're beginning production of it in 2014, supposed to be in theaters in the summer of 2015. Mm-hmm. It will bring back Henry Cavill, Amy Adams, Lawrence Fishburne, and Diane Lane from Man of Steel. Mm-hmm. Christopher Nolan and Michael Uslan will be part of the team producing the movie. Zack Snyder will be directing, and Goyer will be writing the movie. Now, the big question on everybody's mind is, who's going to be Batman? We know it's not going to be Christian Bale because he said he's not going to have anything to do with it. So now the hunt is on for the new Batman. This is what they're going to do. 2015, supposedly, Superman, Batman. 2016, The Flash. 2017, finally, the Justice League movie.
Okay, so the Justice League rumors for 2015 are basically bold.
Yeah, pretty much bunk at this point as they move to the Man of Steel sequel. And Snyder did mention that they will address the ending of the Man of Steel in the sequel.
Okay. Two things.
That big thing that people are all freaked out about.
Two things come to mind here. One, I'm simultaneously stoked, but a part of me says, well, you guys are just trying to buffer the fact that Man of Steel's kind of critically was not treated well. And so now you're bringing the Batman in to fix all that. Just a little piece of me says that.
Everything is better with Batman. Just remember that.
I agree with this. And that's why I'm stoked. That's why half of me is stoked, because I do think it's better with Batman. So that's number one. Number two, a Flash movie sounds like it might be the most boring idea in the history of film. As a member of the Justice League, I'm cool with. As a guy on his own, his thing runs real thin real quick.
I guess it depends on how they do it. I mean, certainly back in the 90s, we had the Flash television show, which went for a couple of seasons and was really good. If you've seen the Flash-centric episode of Justice League, the animated series where he and Lex Luthor switch bodies, that one is awesome.
Yeah.
So I think that they'll probably be able to do something really good with the Flash as far as a movie goes. And a half hours? Probably not. Yeah. I could see it being a really fast 90 minutes. So.
Yeah. And it's fine. It goes along with my fear that all movies in theaters now are event movies anymore, especially if it's a superhero tie-in. And they're right. they're not really about character development anymore. So you either have to have just an amazing origin story or crazy powers or overall cool like Batman or something for that to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to really get deep into character and make that part of it make up for the fact that he just runs fast. You know?
Yeah.
Because that's going to, I just think that's, I don't know, that's going to be hard for DC. That's a hard sell, I think.
It'll be a tough. Now, again, that's not something in the official press release, but that's what a bunch of the Hollywood trades were running in their story, that was going to be the cycle.
Yeah. And in all fairness, this is a DC problem. This isn't a just Flash problem. Like,
no.
The problem with Green Lantern. It's the problem with him. And it's going to be the problem with Martian Manhunter or anybody else they try to stroll out and do this. I think you get away with Wonder Woman a little bit easier because she's totally hot, whoever they pick, and that helps. That's just like it or hate it, that's just the truth.
Right.
So anyway, that's interesting. Tell us about the Guardians of the Galaxy business and the next Avengers movie, which is...
Oh, man, people are losing
their crap over this thing.
Yeah. They surprised people by bringing out the entire cast of Guardians of the Galaxy, including Del Toro, Chris Pratt.
Even. Yeah. Zoe Saldana. This is cool.
Well, Chris Pratt's all buff now, right? Isn't he all...
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
The cast looks really good. We've got new photos up there this morning up on majorspoilers.com. I think the thing that surprised most people was Karen Gillan, who most people know from Doctor Who with her beautiful long red hair. Middle of the presentation, she just reaches up and rips off her hair. She's been wearing a wig the entire time. Oh, wow. Totally shaved her head for this movie.
Oh, wow.
So if you're familiar with Tank Girl, she kind of looks like Tank Girl with her head all shaved like that. So
yeah, I'm looking at a photo right now. That's crazy.
Not before Tank Girl, though.
Not from our own chat.
I guess the cool thing about this is that all the stars were there. They're really playing this up. Thanos is... Again, another thing that broke out this morning is it looks like Thanos is going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy as the big heavy, as opposed to in the next Avengers movie, which brings up the question, what has Vin Diesel been teasing for the last couple of weeks? He says at the end of the month, a big announcement regarding me in an upcoming Marvel project will be announced. So he'll either be playing Thanos, perhaps, or Groot or Rocket Raccoon in the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy. Some people are thinking he may also be playing something big in the Avengers movie.
That raccoon. And this was I feel about the raccoon.
You know, I don't mind it now. And I actually seen Groot and seeing what they're doing. It's not going to be a little plant dude in a flower pot.
Oh yeah, the Marvel stage was pretty cool this year. They had a rotating platform, and every day something new would rotate out. So they had on the first day, they had Thor's hammer sitting there. And then the next day they had the costumes for Captain America Winter Soldier on display, as apparently there's going to be some in the movie, an exhibit at the Smithsonian featuring World War II Captain America. So they had all those costumes on display.
Oh, that's cool.
Then on, I think it was Saturday, they unveiled Guardians of the Galaxy costumes, which look really cool, and they had the artwork that features Groot and Rocket Raccoon in there, and the costumes just look amazing.
Did they show
Star-Lord?
Did they show the little raccoon costume or no?
No, they didn't, but they do have like Drax's blades, and they have some spheres and boots and masks and everything that are up on display for people to check out. And there's, again, a lot of photos from that.
He's going to be all CGI anyway. So
he'll be CGI.
A costume.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm wondering about, because if they're not willing to show any of that stuff to us yet, then I have concerns. Let me just put it that way. It's the same concerns I'd have for Wasp or any other dumb Marvel character. It's like, and I know some people love Rocket Raccoon. I don't want to besmirch people's love for that.
I love Wasp.
In a movie, you love Wasp in the comics.
They have Ant-Man coming out, Scott.
I know, but they did. There's a reason they made Ant-Man by itself and they're going to go a little bit crazy with it and not put him in Avengers, because nobody's going to buy into that bullcrap. Nobody's going to see the little dude and go, yeah, Avengers.
So here's the big thing that happened at the end of the Marvel panel, the Marvel Studios panel, is they got done with Guardians of the Galaxy. It looked like things were going to be wrapped up, and out comes Joss Whedon, and he says, hi, everybody. Now, that's some paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, guess what? I've got the title for the new Avengers movie, and it's going to be called Avengers Age of Ultron, and then, of course, the panel ended.
Yeah.
So now people are scrambling, going, oh, my gosh, Age of Ultron? You mean this comic series that just finished over at Marvel? Mm-hmm. They're going to adapt that? And, hey, guess what? There's an Ant-Man movie coming out, and everyone knows that Ultron was built and developed by Hank Pym.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that there's going to be a big tie-in with Ant-Man, and maybe he's going to be on the next Avengers team. Oh, no. Joss Whedon came out today and says a lot of people are asking if it's going to be based on the comic book, if it's going to include Hank Pym. No, basically. Hmm. he basically says this is going to be an origin story for Ultron. Well, he's been a villain for the Avengers for a long time.
Right.
It won't include anything having to do with Hank Pym, and it has nothing to do with the comic book. So that's kind of a big spoiler for people who just rushed right out on that announcement and bought up all the copies of Age of Ultron and are hoping to sell them for a lot of money. Not going to really tie into those
accounts. But you'll enjoy a good story.
Yeah.
If you went out and bought it and read it, and you'll enjoy it at least.
It's a good point. Yeah. It's a good point. I mean, it's a good – it's a thing that is going to happen more and more. The disconnect between the comic world and the movie world is going to throw people for loops because they're going to see names that are familiar, but then the movie adaptation or the effort of the movie is not going to be to do exactly like this recent comic series that just wrapped up or any of those things.
You know, what's her name? Colby Smulders, who's in who was in the Avengers movie as one of the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. People were wondering if she's going to be in the TV series, and she is going to make an appearance in the first episode. A lot of people got to see that first episode at the con, and we're just raving about that. So I think people are going to be excited about the Avengers when it comes out. I think in September or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Is she the girl from the
How I Met Your Mother?
Lady? Okay.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Married to Taron Killen from SNL.
Oh, weird.
He
married up.
Yeah.
Dang, so that's impressive business right there. Okay,
so Marvel and DC both had huge movie tie-in events at the show, and I know a lot of people are saying, "Hey, you know, Comic-Con has turned into nothing but a big thing for the studios to come down." And yes, Old Boy was there, and Godzilla was there, and they had How I Met Your Mother and a bunch of other TV shows on display there. But for Marvel and DC, these were big announcements that do have a connection to the comic industry, even though they're movie industry. I know a lot of your fans and listeners of TMS love hearing about the movie news, so we wanted to touch on those today.
Absolutely. Also, we do like our TV occasionally. There is news of Simpsons crossovers, two of them. Two of them. This is a big deal because this probably represents, I don't know, I mean, at least for Futurama, this represents one of their last hurrahs before that series goes off the air again. Do you want to explain what these are? What's going
on? Yeah, so there's two big crossovers that are happening, and they came right after one another, which was really a surprise. The first one was that Simpsons will be crossing over with Futurama in one of the upcoming season episodes.
Yeah.
And so we don't know anything about it except the two will cross over. It's interesting because Futurama and Simpsons have kind of already referenced one another.
Oh, plenty of times, yeah.
A couple of times. Yeah. So now we're going to get an official crossover, so that should be interesting to see.
Yeah.
The other one that's kind of big is because the two shows have been kind of poking fun at each other, maybe not poking fun at each other, but maybe kind of somewhat with some malice behind each of them is Family Guy and The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And those two will be crossing over this fall as well.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting. I've heard McFarlane say, I mean, he says there is no Family Guy without The Simpsons, so he's got great respect for it.
But right.
Also, at the same time, you're right, there's been this poking across the pond or whatever at each other a little bit here and there. It'll be interesting to see how they do that. Like, what is that art style?
So here it is. Yeah. The story is, and again, spoilers for people if you haven't already figured it out. Yeah. Peter and the rest of the Griffins embark on a road trip and wind up in Springfield. There, they cross paths with Homer, who graciously greets his new albino visitors, and the two families become fast friends. Stewie is impressed with Bart and his assortment of pranks. Lisa tries to figure out exactly what it is that she's good at, and Marge and Lois do some bonding. Meanwhile, Peter and Homer argue over which beer is better, Pawtucket or Duff beer.
So is this an episode of Family Guy or is it an episode of The Simpsons?
Sounds That's like what it's I'm gonna wondering. Be an episode of Family Guy.
Yeah, does to me too. I'm sure it is. That makes sense to me. I can't see it really the other way, but I am curious about the art.
What if it was a 1 hour crossover where the first half is in one show, the second half is in the other show?
Yeah, but Fox does this. I remember one time at a Peter Griffin football thing, you looked up in the stands and Hank Hill and his family were up there. And
right.
So this isn't too unusual, but I like this kind of crap, so I'm in. It's kind of like a thing you used to be able to do in the 70s and 80s with regular live action TV, and no one ever does that anymore. Mm-hmm. So you get it in animated shows, and that's about the best you can do. But do you remember that? It'd be like the Incredible Hulk and Knight Rider crossovers and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, those are the days, dude.
Those were great.
Such crap. Awesome. These and many stories filled to the brim there at the majorspoilers.com. People should be checking that out each and every day. It's where I get most of my nerdy news. You could be too. It's at majorspoilers.com. Steven, anything else going on that you want folks to know about?
Probably just check out all the – we've got a crap ton of photos coming out from the show probably today and tomorrow, probably close to 300 images coming out from various panels, show floors, cosplays, all sorts of stuff. So keep checking out the site, more San Diego stuff. And if you missed stuff, if you're wanting to find little things like what's coming up next in Green Lantern or what's going on with your favorite title from Top Cow or Image Comics, more than likely we've got a story in there somewhere. That people can go and check out.
Cool. I'm excited, too, to hear from Bill tomorrow, who will give us some firsthand floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had some great stuff.
Yeah, him shooting a picture with Adam Savage, not knowing it was Adam Savage in that costume, is the best thing I've ever heard.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, awesome.
The guy's like his hero. And you know how Adam Savage, every year, he slinks around the show in some new costume, and nobody knows who he is until they find out. And Bill gets that shot with him and has no idea that's him in there.
There's also an awesome one of some guy. I don't know what the costume is, but like this 20-foot wingspan costume that he posted.
I saw that. That is crazy.
That is awesome.
I don't know what the character is or what that's supposed to be.
Yeah, neither do I.
Blown away. I don't know.
You'll have to talk to him about that, too.
I asked him. I said, do you have a staff of 10 just around him all the time to make sure that he could stand up straight? Like, I don't know how that thing even worked.
He said that the wings retracted, like folded in on themselves. So there's some engineering going on.
Wow. Crazy stuff. Wow. All right. Well, follow also Steven at Major Spoilers on Twitter, and it'll make you happy that you did. Steven, have a fantastic week.
You guys too. See you later.
We'll see you
Thanks,
there.
Steven.
Oh, bye. We'll see you on Comic Dorks actually this week, I think. I think we're doing one.
There you go.
That'd be a good time to do it. And Kurtz was there as well, so he'll have stuff to say. All right, we're going to try to call my wife and her sister, who are actually upstairs. I was going to have the mic set up, but I forgot they were doing that today. They were going to be in here on camera and everything, but I forgot to do it. So we'll just call them this way. We'll see how it goes. I know they're up there because I hear them
not
talking.
Sponsored by anything. Oh, by self-heating hot cocoa.
Yes. The worst thing you can put in your mouth.
No, better than tomato soup.
That's
for sure.
Absolutely true. Hello, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, are you guys right upstairs? Hello?
Hello, hold on 1 second. I don't know.
These darn computer devices, I don't hold with them. Hello, can you hear us?
It's not working.
Can you hear us? We can hear you.
I can barely hear you, and I can't get my thing to turn up. It won't.
Oh, you can't get any volume? How about now? Now? Push your thing in all the way.
Really?
Well, you know. Can you hear me now? Can you hear us now?
Can hear you, but barely. Here we go. Now do it.
Now
we got it.
Oh, what happened? What'd you do?
No, be an ass, maybe.
What? I wasn't being an ass. No ass here.
No.
We're in an ass-free zone. Come on now.
Come on now. What was that?
I don't even know. What was that? It was all so quiet, I couldn't hear it.
We're technologically challenged just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay to admit. It's fine.
To bring you down your lunch.
Listen, if you guys, you can be bad at computer things. I can be bad at making anything. I can go upstairs and cook an egg right now and ruin everyone's day. So,
but I'm not bad at computer
things. Oh, okay. Well, see, that's a mistake I made.
So. I'll just say that I am.
All right. Sarah's fine admitting it.
Steve has to fix stuff all the time. Oh, wow. Now you're telling me I can't admit it?
No, no. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, that's fine words.
I'm digging a deeper hole here.
Wow.
You might be.
Good morning. It's time to talk to the Geek Food ladies who have been...
This episode of Geek Food brought to you by Schenker and Williams Divorce Lawyers.
That's right. Come in today for a free evaluation. So, do you guys cook stuff? You make things? You do things?
Occasionally.
I noticed this weekend... while Kim and I were out of town, that there are about a billion places to eat in Salt Lake City, right? There's just a million places to eat. That's just the way it is. We are a restaurant state, really.
Yeah, good food.
I think my favorite thing was that Dodo's steak salad thing we had.
Yeah, the Dodo.
Mm-hmm. So the question is everything better with steak on it?
Or bacon.
Steak or bacon or both. That would have been all right. But I love that. That was really, really good. Like, we're talking like straight up, I don't know, kind of lettuce that was. But, I mean, it was like rice. Yeah, it was like rice, lettuce, something else. Really interesting.
Rice in a salad.
Yeah, and then hot rice
big
on it.
Big strips of like rare steak on it.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds fantastic.
It was really, really good. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that thought out there. What's going on with you guys this week? What are you guys making? What are you doing? What's going on?
We're not going to cook a whole lot. We're going to probably make our cream puffs today and our Wookiees today, which we talked about. Sarah's going out of town Wednesday to Saturday, so she doesn't really need food at her house this week.
Oh, that's right. We have your children here.
Yes. I'll be cooking this week.
I'll be partying in the mountains with
enjoying freedom.
Yeah. Well, she wishes. You're doing another one of these Pioneer Trekky things where you got to push a hand cart and take a bunch of kids someplace
and ride 6 to 8 hours on a school bus.
Yeah. It's like you know what it's like.
It's like sorry.
It's like camping in the 1800s. Is what it
is.
Yes.
I have a tiny little blow up mattress that goes into a 5 gallon bucket. That's all I can take all my stuff in is a 5 gallon bucket.
Oh, that sucks. So what do you guys eat on a thing like that? What's the food plan?
All right. So let me tell you, they were making us take these Dutch ovens to make gross food with raw chicken and cream of something. And right there, I'm turned off. So I am bringing up my own food.
Raw chicken and cream of something.
Yes.
Yeah, that does not sound good at all.
But aren't you required to eat their things? Like, you sneaking in your own food, isn't that against some rule or something?
Nah.
All right.
Sarah's a rule
breaker.
What are
they going to do? Send me back?
That's a good point. They need all the sucker adults they can get for this thing. But when they do it, it's like cornbread and trail food, right?
Yeah. We only have to cook one meal. They're cooking the rest, people are assigned just to cook for everyone because it's a lot of places we can't have campfires because of the weather and how hot it is. So,
oh, right.
Yeah.
When I was in, when I was younger and I went on one of these things, we had to kill food.
Yeah. Steve's been on one of those.
And that's, wow. Yeah. You had to kill like a rabbit or a gopher or whatever you could find.
Wow.
I think we ate a gopher. I'm not kidding about that.
Did you cook a marmot?
Stew. Ugh.
I think it was. It was something like a gopher or some kind of rat, a field rat thing. I could be wrong. I
take a couple of those. Ooh.
This is my memory, but I could be wrong about that. Well, awesome. But in the real world, in this non-ridiculous Wyoming desert world, you're making the cream puffs, you're making the Wookiees. There was some talk about something came over the weekend. What were we talking about? Oh, so you guys are considering starting a cookbook.
Yes, we've been talking about it for a while, but I think we're actually going to go for it and get it done by this November.
Yeah, and I think we're going to feature some of Carter's artwork in there, maybe some of mine. We'll make this thing, we'll nerd this thing up, get it on the store, make people happy.
Nice.
I mean, we've been talking about it for about a year, Sarah and I have, but we've never really said anything because we weren't ready to put it together, but now we are.
Yeah, that's exciting news, everyone.
Yeah.
Let's get cooking.
Geek Food Cookbook. It's something we talked about years ago, and it's nice to see we can finally get to where we can do it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Back when you and I were doing.
That's true. Awesome. Don't forget, the girls have a podcast available now at frogpants.com/geekfood. You can actually find the feed right there. Subscribe to it in iTunes, whatever you'd like to do. They're on episode 11 now, probably 12 being recorded maybe even today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. We're going to have a lot of fun with it, though.
I know.
Yeah, that'll be great.
The last one had some Sarah's
ridiculous stuff in it.
Talking in character there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Sarah did like a Southern lady voice in the last one.
Didn't last long.
It was pretty good. So check that out. Available now. Again, frogpants.com/geekfood. They are Geek Food on Twitter, or The Geek Food on Twitter. I always get this confused.
No, I do too.
And Geek Food and The Geek Food on Instagram, where you can see him take pictures of all kinds of food all the time, including some stuff Kim and I ate over the weekend. And that's
it. Pictures of vegan cheese.
Yeah, we get any vegan cheese pictures? We didn't, did we?
We didn't get pictures of that, and I was surprised that you liked it as much as you did.
I really did.
Doesn't show up on film. It's like vampires.
Yeah, it is like vampires. You know, we've decided on the show today where vegan cheese comes from because it can't come from any kind of milk products or whatever. So it's either lady breast milk, all right?
Oh god.
Or the armpit of a hippie. It's one of those two places.
Actually made delicious. From vegans.
Yeah. Grinding up vegans, and there you go. We love vegans. We have vegan listeners. I just don't understand their world. I'm trying to understand it day by day.
It's not that much to understand. It's pretty cool.
Excellent. Have fun, you guys. I'll see you probably in a little while, and may all your cream puffs be mine. All right, Brian. Should we do some emails?
Please.
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Let's do emails.
And they're brought to you by Maniacal Industries, maker of science-y and pop culture-y t-shirts and other stuff. We also strongly support the return of Brian's booth. Bring back the booth or no one can be safe. Click your way to maniacalindustries.com for more.
Yeah, bring that booth back.
Okay.
Hello, Scott and Brian, says Zach Dat. Sounds like a Star Trek character. Zach Dat, D-A-T-T.
Zach Dat. Yeah, no kidding.
Tap that ass. He says, I was listening to an old TMS episode around 200, and you asked, it's funny to think of episode 200 as old, but yeah.
God, no kidding.
And you asked the fitness geek about a healthy milkshake, and I have something to tell you. If you freeze bananas and then put them in a blender, they turn into a very thick and creamy texture that you can add flavorings to. I love the show, though. And what I like about that last sentence is it's one sentence that reads like this. Let me read it one time. If you freeze bananas and then put them in a blender, they turn into very thick and creamy texture, which you can add flavorings to. I love the show, though, period. And they make you talk funny. That actually sounds all right. I like me a frozen banana anyway.
I'm going to try that, yeah.
Yeah. I like a... I don't know if you ever, when you're growing up, you ever had like the, they give you frozen bananas at like fairs and stuff.
Right, exactly. Usually chocolate dipped.
Yeah.
The Disneyland was big with that. That's where I'd always get them is going out to Disneyland in California every summer. We'd always get a frozen banana.
Yeah, and they're only like $12.50 or something then.
That's right. Well, there's money in the banana stand.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't there not? Or is there or is there not? I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, by the way, I watched some of that Orange is the New Black. That's pretty good, that show.
Is it good? Cool.
Yeah, surprisingly good. And Janeway, holy crap. She's great. She is the she's the Denny Crane of this episode. I'm telling you, she is to this show what William Shatner was to Boston Legal. It's her chance to be this new thing. It's great.
Well, we are almost finished with Californication, and then I'm starting with the Orange is the New Black.
Fantastic. Good luck on that. High socks and bandana.
All right.
Says AKA or Nicole Gross, AKA Benori, online in the Tadpole when she can. I have been catching up on the stream and heard your frustration with YouTube comments. I wanted to let you know that YouTube could absolutely disable comments if they wanted to without fear of any First Amendment backlash. Well, I know that because they're not a government thing. They're a private institution. YouTube is not a state actor and therefore could censor any little thing their heart desires. You can only make a valid First Amendment claim when a person doing the censoring is the state actor, aka the government, etc. YouTube is not even subject to the FCC and is a completely private entity. So, give us the ability to turn off comments, silly Google. Well, you can. You can turn off comments if you put a video up there. You have the power.
You personally can control. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, every video ever posted, the people who posted them have the ability to have comments turned off. It's just that most don't, and YouTube won't, because even though they can, there probably is some value in openness. There's some value in saying, well, even though you're an idiot, we're going to let you talk, because everybody should have a voice here. I just think that it's so bad that people who have the power to turn it off, which is you, the video uploader, should do it more often. The problem is, I tell you this, and one of you out there hates YouTube comments, and you rail against it as much as I do, but then tomorrow you're going to put up a video, just like I do, and you're going to let comments run. Mm-hmm. Because your hope is that normal, nice people will comment. And most of the time, like on my stuff up there, they do. It's nice people. It's followers and people who like what I do. So I get a good conversation happening. It's only once in a while that I have a problem. The ones that bug me are just like, the ones where I can't even look at it. Like this girl who sang this thing, this text
me
thing.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even. Yeah, exactly. As bad as that song is, I can't even imagine what people are saying to her about her.
Yeah. Oh, you tuned in late? Hold on.
Did I miss something? Why did I get your mass text? I'm in your contacts. Why did I get your mass text?
I'm waiting for the indie acoustic guitar cover, the inevitable indie acoustic guitar cover version of that.
Yep. Or somebody will, like Katy Perry will be on stage doing it, or remember that whole thing? That all happened.
What's his face? Jeff Daniels sang Friday, Rebecca mm-hmm. Black's Friday on the first episode of the newsroom this season.
He did?
Like, he's sitting there at his desk and he's going, Friday, gotta get down. Like, kind of absentmindedly just in the back of his head.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear that's really good this season.
It is. So far, it's really good. I haven't seen episode two yet, but...
Yeah, I heard good things about the first episode.
It's good.
That's it for emails. We already read that other guy's with the Whatchahoochee, the file we played.
The Whatchahoochee.
The Whatchahoochee. If you want to leave us an email, you can. We'd be happy to read them on the show. themorningstream@gmail.com. All right, let's get Cleo on the line. I wish this part was easier. I just want a button to push.
Mm-hmm. That was easy.
Cleo, or Skype, let me do that. Let me just push a button. Why am I not allowed to do that? Why is that a problem with you people? And by you people, I mean Microsoft. Come on, man. All right, here we go. Ryan. We've done what we've came to do. Should we tallywhack it?
Make it so.
My chocolate is still warm. Hello, Cleo.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm standing next to a nuclear device of some sort that has heated my cocoa.
It's a ticking time bomb.
I'm frightened by it. Cleo, you come on every day and you tell us how people did. How did we score? What did we do? How did it go down today?
All righty. El Bacho says, yank that thing out is his stripper name.
Of course it is.
It's a good one.
Yep.
Velvet Lip says, pain in the rear is my Kanye West cover band.
All right.
Frozen Work.
Go ahead.
Frozen Work says, dehydrated kale is my Korn cover band.
By the way, have you seen Korn lately? Have you seen those guys?
No. I have not.
Whoo! They're looking like the
dehydrated kale.
50-year-old pot grower down the road.
Nice.
Yeah, they're looking pretty rough. Sorry, continue. Keep going.
Hippies. Jay Hammond C says, my can's all crooked is my belly dancer name.
Nice.
Soggy Milk Toast says, Poopin' the Beans is my Santana cover band.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. And today's winner is ironic name. Mm. Ho Hey is what horse faced Paris Hilton eats for a snack.
Oh man,
I love that one.
I didn't realize she was considered horse faced, but now I know. So I feel like I'm better.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, pretty good. Cleo, have a fantastic day.
Alrighty.
Don't eat the yellow snow. Bye. All right, let's get out of here. Let's be done.
All right.
I want to thank our friends at AlphaGeekRadio.com. for their shoutcast streaming abilities that they gave us today. Scott Fletcher does our voice bumpers, as you know, and he does a great job. You can get our t-shirt at /loot.com. By the way, Fletcher, it was at the top of the show. I just want to remind people how awesome he is. Listen to this.
Mayor Gerd.
A grown man, you know, with a voice of silk.
Yes.
Taking himself down to our level and doing things like that. He's amazing. Get our t-shirt at /loot.com. If you want to visit us on the web and find all the pertinent links to everything else we're doing, frogpants.com/TMS is the place to do it. On Facebook, we can be found at /TheMorningStream. Find us on Twitter, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. All right, let's get out of here. You have a song?
I do have a song. Let's close out with another request. This one going out to, this is all reverse now, Dominic DeLulo. He says, hey, belch and shite.
Ooh.
I have a request for what I think is the best allocation of a song not made for a game in The Last of Us. A cover of Hank Williams' Alone and Forsaken from the truck ambush scene would be great when you have an opening. Even though you delay playing the game of the generation, I still love the show.
The game of Dominic, the generation. Oh, no, I'm playing.
Yeah, The Last of Us. I think he's probably talking to me.
Oh, yeah, he probably. It's good.
I've been delaying playing the game of the generation. I'll wait till Amazon has it on Goldbox for $30 and then I'll buy it and it'll sit wrapped on the shelf for a month.
Yeah. You got it, and it will join its other friends who have also been wrapped on the shelf.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Actually, Tristan unwrapped Tomb Raider and started playing that. He said it was really good.
It is good. Great game.
Yeah. Hank Williams is Alone and Forsaken. I have a great version, a nice short version by a band called the Mekons from their 1985 album, The Edge of the World. These guys kind of put a little new wavy spin on something that's a, a Hank Williams cover or Hank Williams song that you wouldn't expect to leave that genre. I love Hank Williams. Not a big fan of the juniors or the threes or the fours of the Hank Williams brigade. But I do like the tried and true,
the original one,
troubled original.
Yeah,
yes.
Not his son that was screaming every Monday. We're ready for some football.
That's right, with his friends coming over and getting rowdy.
That's no fun for anyone. Cool.
Yeah, so the mini-cons and their cover of Alone and Forsaken.
All right, here it is. We'll be back tomorrow. Brand new show, Chin Beard, Jury Duty, and more. We'll see you guys then.
We met in the springtime when blossoms unfold. The pastures were green and the meadows were gold. Our love was in flower as summer grew on. Our love like the leaves has withered and gone. The roses have faded, there's frost at my door. The birds in the morning don't sing anymore. The grass in the valley is starting to die.
Anus is a useful thing indeed.
Oh, yeah, it is.